Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
How's it going, buddy?
Oh, today is the first day of my layoff.
4-day quarantine.
Yeah, which will be for these 2 days, and then I go back to work on Monday, mm-hmm. and then, yeah, we'll see.
Oh, did you see the wonderful news today that was put out there by the governor that all state schools or all the kids are K-12 are not going back to school?
Really?
Yeah. Quarantine. Woohoo. E-learning.
Yeah, that's what the boys have been doing. But not all the schools have e-learning, so what are they doing with those?
Figure something out. I don't know. Yeah. This is the times we live in right now.
Yep.
So today
speaking of school.
Yeah, exactly. You're joining me for this special 6-issue series I got going on right now. It's called Miskatonic High. This one is a book that I found on Kickstarter like 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. And I wanted to back it then, but I totally missed out on the first issue. So I didn't jump on it until the second issue, which is awesome. Because if you, from the second issue on, my name's in the thanks and praises at the back.
Oh, I didn't even look at that. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a little whatever. Nice. But no, this one is, like I said, it's a Kickstarter book, which is great considering what, 2 arcs ago, we just had Chris on from the Fortress of Comic News, who is, has a Kickstarter going on. I think by the time this one comes out, it should be like a week left, give or take. I don't know. If you guys listen to this, and you by chance kickstarted, Mr. Tanakai, go give his Kickstarter a listen or a follow.
See.
Yeah, it's if you guys like Pokemon and you like The Walking Dead or really just post-apocalyptic worlds, you'll enjoy Battle Monsters. So go give that one a follow and go give that one a little bit of money. I know it's hard to at the time right now, but it's another self-published book by up-and-coming author. I'll say up-and-coming
just,
author.
Just remember, in these times of trouble and home isolation, you're turning to the arts the whole time, so you might as well support the arts that are keeping you entertained.
Exactly. So we are reading, like I said, Miskatonic High, issues 1-6. They were self-printed, but I think we said they were the printing company.
Greco Printing and Imaging. It says Comic Wellspring on the back, a division of Greco Printing. So
if we're wrong, please tell us, because I guarantee we're probably wrong.
But you never know. We could be right.
We might be right.
You may be wrong, but you may be right.
But I may be crazy.
it just may be a lunatic they're looking for.
It is written by Mike Shea. And the art was done by Ryan Mendoza. And I'm going to assume that between those two, they also did the inks and colors. More than likely, Mendoza.
They don't have anybody else marked in here, so let's just assume they did everything. So, opening up, I do like this. The previously?
Yes.
Nothing happened previously. This is only the first issue. Seriously, what did you expect?
I mean, that's the first page you see, you know it's going to be... This is going to be kind of a fun
book, interesting, you
know? Yeah. So, yeah, as we go into the first couple issues, we see this gentleman who is very
creepy.
Yeah, a little bit. He's got a giant knife and he's about ready to kill somebody. He's also speaking some sort of, I'm not going to say mystical language, but very Cthulhu. I'm going to say Cthulhu-esque because it's a Cthulhu-esque type book.
Yeah, he's not speaking English. This I know.
Correct. And that is one of the things that kind of drew me to this book was the underlining Cthulhu themes during the original bio for the Kickstarter way back when. So yeah. But we also have this, the kid or the person. It's a kid. Yeah. You find that later.
Keeps repeating, this isn't happening, this isn't happening, this isn't happening.
As he's getting stabbed. And then we jump to, I'm going to assume present day, because it's in a classroom. And we got a bunch of kids talking. They are in, I thought there was detention, but it turns out it is the, what club was it?
It's the community service club like that.
Yes. And we're introduced
some of them are there because they were in trouble. So,
well, and that's the funny thing. I think only one of them is there. Like Matt is the only one there that's in because he was in trouble. Alex was there because Matt is her cousin. Sarah's there because I think she likes. She's a farmer, so apple
orchard. She wanted something to do. I think is what it was. She just wanted something where she wasn't at home. I think is what.
Simon's there because he likes extra credit because he's a nerd. And I think Ren's there because Matt's there.
I thought Ren was there because so she could put it on her video cast thing.
That's right. Like she's
YouTube people. Channel or whatever it was. Yeah.
Yeah, because she was helping people. But yeah, that's our five protagonists. We're gonna be following them throughout this series. And they are introduced to a Mr. Walid. There we go. I don't know words.
This is a teacher, I think. Yes.
He's the head of the class, the agriculture. What is it called? Community service club. There we go.
There we go.
I'm mixing things up. Sorry about that. And so the kids are told that they have to go to a Mrs. Abrahamson's house to help move boxes. And so they do.
So they head out. They go down into the basement, which is dark and creepy looking. Spooky. With no lights. Did you notice there were no lights in the basement?
I did notice that. I also noticed the mushrooms growing in the basement.
Yeah.
And I like how Alex and Simon are arguing about what they are.
Whether they're poisonous or whether they're psychedelics.
Well, and then, you know, when they, the smoke or fog or something rolls in.
It's a mist.
And they all wake up in ancient Egypt. I guess Simon's like, yeah, it's totally a psychedelic. Like, this is great.
I haven't been tripping since freshman year. Oh.
That reminds, like, they never did say what grade they're in, were they?
No, it doesn't.
Because I know at one point, I think in issue 3, Simon, Simon is trying to run for class president, but and then they go, it's a Halloween dance. Yeah, I don't know.
We'll figure it out when we get there. Yeah. But I'm gonna say they're definitely not freshmen, and they're most likely not sophomores.
Okay, I can see that. I was thinking sophomore or junior.
I was thinking junior or senior, but I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But again, who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Hey, everybody who's listening to this first issue or first episode that have read the issues, we've read the issues too. We just forget.
Yes.
So you can add us all you want, and I will reply. We just forget. Sorry.
Yes, that is correct.
So they end up in, like I said, ancient Egypt, and they see a light over yonder, and they're like, hey, let's go towards that light, I guess. Because they have nowhere else to go.
Well, and you know, Simon says, you know, we're clearly hallucinating. The fear will only make it worse. Let's just look around. Alex is like, dude, it's not a hallucination. Look around. It's real.
Oh, no. Simon's the one saying we should stay. Alex is the one saying that's not a hallucination.
Yeah.
What's the harm in looking?
Yeah.
So they go wandering off. At one point, Simon and Alex are arguing, and he sees like a monster grab her as he's standing in the door. He sees a hallucination.
Yeah, see that threw me off. That right there, where like the monster comes out with its tongue and wraps around her, because like he sees that,
mm-hmm.
And then they're all just standing there. And like, at first I thought that, you know, like they had just, you know, had a panel that was out of place.
There's a lot of that I noticed in the first couple issues, and it sort of gets explained in later on.
Yeah.
But cause I remember reading this the first time, I'm like, well, what? Well, that's just weird. Okay, whatever. But then I think in like issue 5, they're like, oh yeah, this is what happened and this is what happened. I'm like, dude.
Makes so much more sense now.
It does. I love it. So they happen to make their way into the building, and the guy from the beginning, they see him, and he's doing some ritual over some book, with this tentacle monster being beside him. I can't remember the name they give him, but Kolagath or whatever.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Whatever. Right now, it's just a tentacly monster thing.
Tentacle monster. Yeah. I do like how they all are. They're
looks kind of like Groot fucked an octopus and had a baby.
That actually, yeah, no, it makes sense. They're all watching from like a balcony, and they're whispering / arguing with each other. To the point where the guy and the creature are just staring at them as they're arguing because they're not paying attention to those guys. And then the creature sends out his tentacles to grab them all. And they're caught off guard.
And the bad guy says, you know, after 1300 years, I will now open the portal to the Elder One, Caleb Nargul.
Very, very. I wonder. I never did check into that. I think that actually is a Cthulhu monster. A Cthulhu.
Is it?
I think. You gonna look right now? Of course you are.
Of course I am.
Of course you are. So as we continue, we got one thing that confused me. First time I read it was we have the 5 here being held by the monster. And then they put a 6th one down on the altar. And first time reading, I'm like, I had to recount a few different times. I'm like, I don't remember this other guy.
Yeah.
So, and he says, like, you were the only one I could not subjugate. This is the old guy. You know, he says, place that one on the altar and hold him steady. The blade of Cronus will flow his blood and wash him from this existence. You were the only one I could not subjugate. Your form unsubstantial until now. Were you resisted for so long, but at last you heeded my summons. So it's almost like he called forth these students. And this is where we get like, this is not happening. This is not happening. He gets stabbed and then
the whole body just disappears.
Yeah.
It's gone. There's nothing there except for a bloody outline. Yep. Which the bloody outline made me chuckle because if you look when he's being held down, he's still wrapped up in the tentacles, like held down.
Yeah,
but the tentacles don't show up in the.
Actually, they do because if you look, he's being wrapped up originally. The next panel is just his wrist and his ankle.
Oh, his okay. I see it now. Yep,
and it actually is the tentacles on the wrist and ankles, which is the. Outline.
Oh, yeah, I see that right there. That's kind of cool.
Totally missed that. So, yes, this guy, he opens up this portal, but it is not the one he wanted, apparently. He wanted the gate of Elanth? I don't know. E-L-A-N-T-H.
Elanth?
Yeah. Elanth.
Something has gone wrong.
Yeah, he doesn't know who... He doesn't know what happened. Or what? How he got here? But we see this like crab arm, lobster pincher or something, pop out of this portal and grab the guy. But he also curses. Well, he curses at a cat, the Al Azif. That's the guy's name. Golgoroth.
Yeah, Golgoroth. Golgoroth is the tentacle monster. Is the Groot.
Groot squid baby.
Groot octopus baby, yeah. and so he grabs for his magic book, right?
Yep.
And while he's doing that, the cat grabs the knife.
Mm-hmm.
And
then Groot squid baby grabs him, the old guy.
To keep him from being pulled into the portal by the crab monster.
The cat brings the knife to Matt and then tells him, you need to stab this into the center of the beast. And the cat's like, wait, you can talk? Or I'm sorry, Matt's like, you can talk?
And then who is it? Is it Ren that's like, that's the part of this that's amazing to you?
I think
just
so,
stab
yeah.
the goddamn thing.
And so Matt does, and it releases everybody. The cat also says that you need to grab the book because that's the only way that they can return home. So Alex goes over to try and grab the book, but this guy...
No, it's mine!
Yeah, he won't let it go. She is able to rip off a bunch of pages, though. So that is the best they can do. And so they get the fuck out of there. on their way.
See, what I don't understand right here, though, why does the crab thing just drop him?
My guess is... No, no.
Okay. But anyway,
I don't know.
The Gorgoroth sends his tentacle after the kids and grabs the cat.
Yep. The cat does say that they have to get back to
the center
where
courtyard
where
they came in at.
Yeah, right where they came in at.
Yeah.
So as Matt is trying to stop everybody from getting, because he still is holding the knife, and as he's trying to go swipe at the tentacles before everybody gets wrapped up, he actually gets, you know, tangled up.
Gets knocked out, I think, or gets hit hard enough to where he drops the knife and it knocks him to the ground.
It bounces around in front of Alex, and so she starts to try and read a couple of the spells or try to decipher it. And she figures out that she has to, with the knife paired with the blood of Adam, is the only way to open up the door. And the blood of Adam just meaning, you know, a person, a human being. But
yeah.
She cuts her wrist and then she opens up the portal.
I thought she cut her hand.
Yes. Wrist would be bad. Cutting wrists are bad. She cuts her hand, opens up the portal, and goes rushing in. And everybody is back in the basement now. She was able to save everybody. Mr. Walid comes walking down and sees Alex has got her hand cut. And so he's freaking out because he's
in charge of this. And you know, he's already had a student get injured.
Yeah. And all the kids are like saying, oh, no, we went back in time. There was a talking cat, a tentacle monster, an abandoned city, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, look, this is, I don't know what you guys are talking about. You need to stop. I'm going to get Alex some help and we will figure out what's going on from there.
And then, you know, Simon's like, oh, it was just a hallucination from some of the fungi in the basement. I'm sure everyone will agree. And as he's talking about this, he's got the pages to that manuscript behind his back.
Yep. Yep. So obviously it wasn't a hallucination because he brought something back. But we'll never know, will we?
Or will we?
Yeah, we will.
Tune in next time to find out.
Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Mystic Atomic High story.